Blog Talk Radio.
This is my truth. I've had my struggles. I've had my faith. And I'm not perfect. I'll be honest, I'll admit, sometimes I can play. Some said I would make it, but thanks be to God I made it. I'm standing today only because of your grace. I'm still here, I am still here, I'm still here, and I'm after everything I've been through, I've never lost my faith in you, God. I'll never ever let go of your hand. On your promises I'll stay. I'm still here, I am still here, I'm still here, and I'm that rod.
Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly, but you better give God some praise right now, ladies and gentlemen, because you are still here. You just thank God in your spirit right now. You're still here. Yeah. Hey. Woo. Wow. As most of y'all know, a lot going on the planet. But you're still here. Hey, that's our own Jerome Harvell in the Metro Atlanta area. What an awesome man of God, him and his wonderful family. Hey, love the Lord, I'm no doubt about that. Let's get a Lord a hand cup of praise for the man of God, Mr. Jerome Harbell singing that song.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. And we thank you for being with us tonight. And we got to give God some praise, guys, for just being here. He is awesome. His son is awesome. The Holy Spirit is awesome. Just give the Lord a hand cup of praise just for who he is and what he's doing for us right now. Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Elder Kevin Bond, here with you. You're just joining us. This is prayer time. And I'm sure you would all agree that everybody on the planet needs prayer today. It's always been the case from day one, but surely we understand that everybody, all 8 billion plus people need prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not just a prayer, but in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for the opportunity to be able to pray. In our country, we can still pray, so we better take advantage of it. Yeah. Nobody really can stop us. Nobody can stop you from prayer, folks. Nobody can stop you from prayer. I can pray without even knowing it. So we thank God for prayer. We thank God for his powerful word. Hey, real quick announcements. Hey, the number for prayer tonight is 347-843-4559. That's 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. People have a prayer request or a comment or a praise report, they can call in tonight. But push that number out, folks, because you never know. You know, if you just listen to the power of prayer tonight with Bishop and Doc, they're going to be excited tonight. So even just listening to the prayer is going to bless your soul tonight. So we're just excited about Bishop being with us and Doc being with us each week as they can on the network. So we thank you so much again. And I want to give the Lord a hand cup of praise for Bishop and Doc as well. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture tonight, and also we'll be opening up the lines later on as well, but let me give you the scripture, Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. I'll be reading that shortly. That's Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. I highly recommend you read the entire chapter and all the Psalms, of course, in your time of meditation and your time of reading the Word of God for your own edification and for your own empowerment in the things of God. Amen. Hey, also, too, we'll be opening up the lines a little later on if you do have a praise report or comment or question, anything that you'd like to do later on. We'll open up the lines for you. Just hit star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue. It's optional. You don't have to, you know, don't have to come on if you like. You don't have to. But hit star one on your phone. That'll put you in queue later on. If you have a question, comment, or praise report that Bishop will be listening in on. So thank you so much, guys. Hey, let's go to the Word. Let's go to the Word. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the Word. Yeah. Amen. Yes, yes. Psalm 23. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd. I think a lot of y'all know this one, right? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Wow. Got to really meditate on these words these days, you know. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means there's no want. We don't have a want, guys. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Amen. Surely, ladies and gentlemen, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the word of the Lord out of the King David right there. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, for those who are joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Jesus Crenshaw. And at this time, folks, put your hands together. If you're not driving or flying your Learjet, put your hands together for Bishop as we get ready to open up this mic. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless. Thank God for another day. The Lord has been so good to us to let us see another day. We can give God glory and praise for his goodness. Endures forever to all generations. Lord God, let us know that all taste and see that the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. We give God the glory tonight for another opportunity to pray and seek the face of God for his people all over the world. Everything that is going on in the world, we have to continue to pray. The word of God, let us know that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And definitely we know that this world that we live in is in turmoil. We need Jesus every step of the way. Know that God is on our side, and we as believers don't have to be worried about anything. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not be worried when we are going. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. Know that God is working all things for your good, for those that love the Lord, one that are called according to his purpose. And we know all things working together for our good. And this is the word of the Lord for us tonight as the body of Christ, as believers, as we hold fast to the promises of God, as we continue to pray for those that don't know Jesus, as we continue to pray for our loved ones, our lives will be changed. A transformation will take place in their lives. And we give God the glory for his goodness and his mercy. His grace has been extended once again. He allowed us another day. He has extended his grace and his mercy. We can give him thanks. Praise God. I tell you tonight, we can give God glory because we have food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter, good health, good strength, the right mind. We got enough to give God the praise for the rest of our life to never give God this continue to give God thanks for what he has already done. We can thank him forever for the things that he has already done for us. I encourage you tonight to keep holding on to the word of God. Continue to hold fast to the promises of God. As you believe God for the miracles and the things that you've been asking God for in your life, we are praying for this nation tonight, that our nation to return back to God, to get a closer walk with him. We are praying for the children that are either going to school and finishing school and those on the way to college. We are praying for those parents, and we are praying for those loved ones that God, that you will give them the guidance and the direction for their lives as they start a new journey in life. As we as believers got to believe what God has promised us will come to pass in our lifetime. Do not give up on the things that you are asking God for. Know that God is going to do it because he is not a man that you should lie. Now the Son of Man that he has to repent. If he said it, he's going to bring it to pass. We thank you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and praise. We magnify your name. We lift your name up. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us good health, long life. And we thank you tonight as you continue to bless your people all over this world. We thank you tonight as you continue to bless the body of Christ, the believers. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the word of God over their lives. And you will work miracles and perform miracles in their lives for their loved ones. Father God, we thank you for the children that's going to school, in college, on their way, God, out of college, on the way to a new career in their lives, that you will bless them and open doors, God, open doors, open God, let their life be successful, let them have a great career that you, they will continue to keep you first in their lives, as you orchestrate their life, God, in the name of Jesus, as they step a step of faith, God, in the name of Jesus, decree and declare your word, believe it, God, that that you will open that door, that you will bless them, that they will succeed in life, God. God, in the name of Jesus, as they take one step at a time, God, we thank you, Lord, tonight. Father God, we thank you for that parent, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray the victory over their lives. We thank you for the miracles, God, that you're performing for them. Even now, we thank you for doors that you're opening, ways of making, God, for visions are being made, God. We thank you for connecting them to the right people, God, and connecting them to you, who is the right source. And Father, that you will supply every need according to their riches and glory. We thank you tonight. God, you will wound for our transgression. You will bruise for our iniquity, the chest of our people only. But with your sight, we are healed. Father, we thank you for healing tonight for those that are sick, those that are afflicted. Father, we pray against that spirit, God, of counsel. We pray against that spirit of, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we decree healing in their bodies tonight. God, those that are the God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those that have feet to kidney failure, God. We pray that you will work a miracle in their lives because you're able to give them a new organ, God. Father, you're giving them a new heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, Father God. We decree and declare, so say your word, be the go forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you, boy, but it will accomplish that to please. It will prosper into the things where you sent it. And you sent your word in this field, and Father, we thank you for it tonight. God, when we give you glory for it tonight, we decree and declare it is already done according to your will. Father God, we pray tonight, God, for that child tonight that may be homeless, that child that may be missing, God. We pray, God, that they will be found safe, God, that they will be returned home safe. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. Father God, you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And Father God, we thank you, God, that you are able to give them peace of mind even now. Father God, you know every circumstance, every situation, God. Father, we thank you, God, that you touch the hearts and minds of people. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We come against that spirit of murder, that spirit of, oh God, of suicide. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree victory in their lives. And Father God, let them know you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that even think or ask. And Father, we give you thanks for it tonight, that child, that individual, God, that may seem like all hope is gone. Father, we speak life to them even now. We speak the joy of the Lord in their spirit. Father God, we speak to that parent, God, tonight, God. We speak to that loved one tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we give you glory for it. We call it so. Father God, as you orchestrate their life step by step, for every situation that they may be dealing with, Lord, you work them through that situation, God. Give them victory in the situation, Father God. Give them victory over the situation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Father God, that you have given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. I pray for sound minds tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make them one. Unite them, God. Bring them closer together. And Father, we give you glory for it. We give you praise. Father, we pray for those that have diabetes tonight, that you are a healer. You are a deliverer. And Father, you are a keeper. You are a savior, God. And Father, we decree and declare it is so. We speak life, God. We speak life over that situation tonight, over that child, over that husband, over that wife, over that daughter, over that parent. God, over that relative, we speak life over their lives tonight, whatever the situation may be. God, you make our most activities say, call our master. You make the crooked places straight. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We thank you for victory, because victory is ours, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You have given us the victory. You have given us the victory, Lord. You have given us the victory over every situation, over every circumstance, over every sickness, over every disease, over every problem, God. You have given us the victory. God, we speak against that spirit of poverty, God. God, in the name of Jesus, your word says you wish above all things that we may prosper, be in good health, and our soul prosper. Father, we pray for God in the name of life and life more abundantly. We thank you tonight, God, and we speak for that mother tonight, that child tonight, that father tonight. We seek, God, a peace of mind in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, God, that door is being opened even now. On that job, that God, and that home, Lord, you're opening doors, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, you're supplying their needs, God, even every circumstance that they're dealing with, every problem that they're dealing with. Father, we thank you for your miracle working, Father, your miracle working, Father. You are a miracle worker. And Father, we thank you, God, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. One that are called according to his purpose. And Father, we thank you, God, your words that we may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We pray, God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We pray for that family, God, that lost loved ones, lost friends, God, lost relatives. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, you comfort them because you're the only one that knows how to comfort in every situation. And Father, we speak life to them even now. God, we speak hope to them that they keep holding on and keep pushing forward, God. Don't give up, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them give up, Lord. Father, we pray that, God, that they speak joy. They will speak life to themselves, God, according to your word. And Father God, they will encourage themselves through your word, God, to keep on moving forward, to keep on living, brother, Lord. Keep holding on, to keep sticking faith, God, in the name of Jesus, in a bad situation, God. And we thank you right now, God, that child, God, that person that's incarceration on tonight. You know every circumstance, God, you can set their hearts free, even when they're in a locked jail. You can set them free, God, in the spirit, man. You can renew their hearts and their mind. Father, we thank you. God, those that may not even be locked up in a prison, God, naturally, but they're locked up in their spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're able to set them free. Ah, yes, I see me, God, we thank you tonight. We glorify you. We appreciate you, God. We pray for our government, God. We pray for government leaders all over this world. We pray for those that's in Africa, God. We pray for the ministers, the pastors, God, the leaders, God. God, we pray for loved ones, those that love God. We pray for that prayer warrior. Father, we pray for men and women, boys and girls everywhere that you will continue to strengthen their hearts, God. Keep their minds in perfect peace. God, bless that family, God, in the name of Jesus. That person that is homeless tonight, you all know every situation, Lord. We pray for that those that are dealing with mental illness. Father God, we know that you are a mind regulator. You are a heart fixer. And Father God, we thank you, God, that you will bless them, that they will get able to get the help they need, God, that they will get a more sequel. God, you are so full of emotion. God, you are so full of emotion. God, see you. God, we see you. God, no see you. God, I'm going to see God, let us see you. 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 God, let us see the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination that ever hath faith. It exhort itself against the knowledge of God and pour into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast down every imagination, our soul, or our faith, every sequel, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight. God, as you heal the broken heart, God, as you heal the brokenness, God, in the all, God, in the name of Jesus, you know that situation. You know that circumstance. Even in marriages, God, restore, God, restore marriages, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak life into families, God, tonight. And Father, we thank you, God, for those that they don't give up on life, God, that they continue to move forward in your word and continue to hold fast in faith. God, we walk by faith and not by sight, God. We thank you. We call those things to be not as though they already are. And Father, we give it into your hands. We commit it into your spirit, oh God. And Father, we know that you are working all things out for our good in the name of Jesus. For those that love God, we know that you've already done, God. You said your word said your righteous power in the Lord hear it and deliver them out of all of their trouble and out of all their fears. And we give you glory for it tonight. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we commit it into your spirit, Lord. And we thank you right now as you answer the prayers of your people everywhere. You answer the prayer of God. You know that need even now. You know that heart, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you thanks for it. And we glorify you. We commit it to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Father God in heaven, we thank you for Bishop's powerful prayer that reached the throne room of heaven tonight. We thank you for Bishop tonight, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, will be coming up shortly here. We just thank you so much for joining us. If you're just joining us live on the network or on the live right now on the phone, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for you, praying for me, praying for our families, praying for our nation, neighborhoods, our state, our cities, governments, all around the world. So we thank Bishop for that powerful prayer tonight in Jesus' mighty name. At this time, we're going to open up the mic for Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us as well. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank God tonight for being once again on the prayer line. For those of you that are listening, and certainly for those who will listen later, as I begin to hear Bishop Crenshaw pray about certainly the nation and all of the things that are going on. And I want to encourage all of you tonight to not be distracted, with all of the things that are presented to us in the face of the news, media, whatever it may be. Some things can become a distraction. And there are a whole lot of more other things going on under the current of all of that, undercurrent things that are really going on in the spirit world. That's why the Bible tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual wickedness. It talks about spiritual wickedness in high places. So there are things that are going on in the spirit that we cannot allow those things that fall upon our natural ears to be distracted, that we we shouldn't fail to pray and seek God and ask them to open up our spiritual ears, not just our natural ears, but open up our spiritual ears and certainly be focused. But I want to just give you this this thought and allow this to rest in your spirit, that we're not to become what we were sent to change. Let me say that again. We're not to become what we have been sent to change as ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you mean by that? I'm reminded of the scripture in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. And the Lord began to speak to Ezekiel. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and it carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Now, those bones were dry. Those bones represented the children of God, the children of Israel. But notice this, that Ezekiel said, the Spirit of the Lord led him to this place. So we as believers, we can't say that we are the children of God or the sons of God unless we're led by His Spirit. Those that are led by His Spirit, the word of the Lord said, these are the sons of God. So in our daily walks with Him, we must allow ourselves, God allows us to be set in many different situations. Some of them are pleasant, some of them are chaotic, some of them got a whole lot of things going on in it. But what we as believers need to do, we need to stay focused on what our assignment is and realize we are not to become what we have been sent to change. Now, as Ezekiel began to look at those dry bones and look at the valley, he himself could have become dry. He could have allowed the spirit of death that was in that valley could have become a part of his focus. But he realized what he was sent for. And the Bible told him to open his mouth and begin to speak and prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, oh, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So what are you saying? And many times God allows us to be in some situations that are chaotic, whether it be on a job, in our family home, wherever it may be. God allowed that. We're not to forget our identity and who we are. But I'm not to become what I've been set to change. You don't become the dry situation. You don't become the chaotic situation. You don't become the environment that you have been the ambassador. You are the ambassador for Christ for you to go in and make a change. How are you going to change it? When everybody is talking about everything else is negative, you got to speak that which is positive, and you got to release the word of God into the atmosphere. This is what Ezekiel was called to do. He was called, the Bible told him to prophesy to these bones. Many times you got to speak life. Way chaotic, it looks ugly, but I'm not to become what I've been set to change. So I don't want to become dry. I don't want to become those persons that are always speaking those things that are negative and caught up in the world system that we know is really the fulfillment of the word of God. The things that we see that are happening in the world today is leading us up to the book of Revelation. Oh, it's going to come. I don't care how we look at it, how much we pray, how much, whatever we do, the word of God is going to be fulfilled. Jesus is soon to come, and we got to make ourselves ready. We got to prepare for him. We got to prepare ourselves, prepare our families, and prepare our minds. And as Bishop has said before, praise God, we must pray. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'm going to hear from heaven and heal their land and forgive their sins. So our priorities and our thinking must always be toward God, and never allow our spirits to get so caught up into what is around us and our surroundings that we forget who we are. I'm to open my mouth and speak into the atmosphere. Ezekiel spoke into the atmosphere. When he spoke the word of the Lord, the Bible said the bones came together, the household of Israel, and they came up, and they came together, and they became a mighty army. So we are agents of change. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. So we're never to forget who we are. And remember this, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world and everything that's going on in it. Be encouraged. Stay focused and allow your spirit to rest in the Lord. For the Bible said, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. In spite of what's going on, God gives us a spirit of rest. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Wow, what a powerful word of wisdom from the word from Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wonderful wife, anointed wife, great teacher of the word, great preacher of the word as well. Praise God. Hope y'all are taking some notes. Don't be distracted, guys. Don't be distracted. I'm going to repeat it one more time. Don't be distracted. She also, I wrote down here, is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. He is God all by himself. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Get ready to open up the lines. If you have a prayer request, comment, or a praise report, feel free to hit star 1 on your phone. Star 1 on your phone will put you in queue, and we'll go right down the line there. Bishop and Doc will be listening to you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We always like to hear from Brother John or his wonderful family there. Brother John, you are up, or the family there, you're up today, brother.
Yeah. How you doing, Elder Kevin? I'd like to thank Bishop and Doc. I'd like to thank everybody on the prayer line for praying for me and traveling mercies last week. I miss everybody, and I really miss prayer and the word from everyone. I mean, ever since the prayer line opened, that was my only second time missing it, and I felt it in my heart. But I would like a special prayer for all those people who are caregivers and take care of somebody that's elderly and sick. Because I've seen what it takes for someone to take care of somebody, and you got to be a special person to really take care of somebody. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Brother John. You are right. I'm with you on that one, my friend. It takes a special person to be in that area. We've got a lot of them around the globe, so thank God for those. Praise God for that wonderful prayer. Sister Sarah, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you.
Yes, I am so excited on tonight for the powerful word of God. just for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. I've got out of the prayer lesson on tonight, that revelation is coming to pass.
Yes, ma'am.
So right now, people of God, we need to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. Amen.
Because you can see it in all around the world.
Yes, ma'am.
The fires, the flooding.
Yes.
You know, you can just see it. It's prophetic. So we just need to hold on to God and continue to reach out to the people of God and hold their hands as well and love on each other. Forgive each other and love on each other in this prophetic time that we're living in. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. We're with you on that one. No doubt about it. That's why it's important to listen to Bishop and Doc as they pray and bring us the word, no matter if it's on a Bible study, during conference time, church time, Sunday school, out in the park, out in the grocery store, wherever they're at. They're going to be teaching you something about what's going on today. So we thank God for their wonderful ministry and their wonderful lives that they love the Lord each and every day. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're opening up the lines. If you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Also, too, I'm going to mention we're opening up the lines right now. I'm going to mention the last four digits of this number, 3281, 3281. You're live on the air with Bishop and Doc. God bless you.
Praise God, family. This is old Steve, and I want to thank you, Brother Elder Kevin, for continuing your effort in hosting the prayer line, you know, every Tuesday. You know, I can count on you being there, as well as the Bishop and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. You read the 23rd song, and it brought to mind, I often share with people, you know, they say, well, how are you? Well, I'll share that I drink from the saucer. And some get it, some don't. But basically, as it's stated in the 23rd song, that your cup runs over. So I find myself oftentimes drinking from the saucer. And I want to make a comment and a thanks for Bishop John Crenshaw, too, and his spirit, you know, the man of God. He came out and he helped old Steve and also Janice, Dr. Janice, with the farm. And we were putting together a greenhouse. I won't talk long, but it was hard work. We had five men out there, and I thank God for Brother Bishop, and he's a real man of God, and he's a leader of men. As I watched him take charge. And in fact, when you were to scale the ladder to put the steel on the greenhouse, Bishop was the first one. So he's led by God, led by the Spirit and faith. And two, I don't know if he realized it though, but there was an incident. You know, no one was seriously hurt, but one of the pipes scale fell down, and the only cause is a minor scratch on my arm. But you know, my God, I hate to imagine that really could have been worse. But God protected us. We were under His wings of protection as we were under that roof of the building, that greenhouse. And it came to my mind. I said, well, thank you, Father, because we're talking pipes that fell off, and who knows what could have happened, but it didn't. And I also, too, want to thank Sister Janice, Dr. Janice, too, with planting seeds of faith, and I believe there was also mustard there. She planted those seeds with my wife, and we're going to adhere to first fruit, and we know that every seed out there is going to come up. And that greenhouse that Bishop orchestrated, actually led, I want to acknowledge that it's going to bring food, to bear food, to nourish bodies as we go forward. And I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Oh, Brother Stephen, that was powerful. Thank you so much for that.
Sharing that on the network.
Amen. Yes, sir. Bishop and Doc, we love them. We just love them so much, who they are and what they do for the kingdom of God. It's all about the kingdom. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us on the network, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Our lines are open. So we'll give you a few more seconds. I don't want to miss anybody tonight. It is optional, of course, but just hit star one on your phone. Star one will put you in queue. If you have a comment, praise report, or anything you'd like to say, Doc and Bishop are listening tonight on the network. God bless you. Amen. Well, guys, we'll keep it moving. Know that prayer is always available.
And you can always contact us through the network as well, guys, if you have a request for prayer, even after the broadcast. We always accept the prayer time, either via the internet, via social media, or via email or our phone number. So looking forward to that. So let us know how, if we need to help you in any way, we'll be glad to do that. God bless you. At this time, I'm going to turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, back to you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. We thank God tonight for everyone. We thank God. Brother John, we want to pray for the caregivers. We thank God tonight for every caregiver everywhere. Father, we ask you to continue to bless them, their families. Continue to bless the people that they wait on, they serve. And Father, we give you all of the glory for all that you are doing as you continue to do. And we give you thanks for it tonight as you continue to bless your people everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a wonderful time as always. God continues to just bless us and bless us and bless us over and over again. Just got to follow his word, for he is God all by himself. And he sent his wonderful son to help us get back to him. And we thank the son for sending the spirit of the Lord who's with us even right now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bishop, I'm going to turn it back over to you for final thoughts there before we close out. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. We thank God for that word of encouragement and exaltation from Dr. Crenshaw as well tonight. God has continued to lead in his people and giving us open eyes, open our spiritual eyes so that we can be aware of the things that are going on in the spirit realm. God is showing us things every day, so we have to be aware. Things are not just happening, but there is a sign behind everything that is taking place. As we as believers got to hold fast to the word, continue in God's word by walk by faith and not by sight, and continue to be blessed because God has promised you that he will be with you always. God bless you tonight, as always. Continue to keep praying for one another. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Doc tonight, Bishop, thank you as always. Thank you so much. Also, the two guys, know that you continue to pray for your leaders as well. Pray for Bishop and Doc and their families as well, and your families. Pray for all our leaders, all our bishops and ministers and pastors and teachers and prophets and evangelists. Pray for all of them that are preaching that word all across the globe. But some people can't even hear the word tonight because it's restricted in their village, in their country, in their city, in their state, wherever. Some people don't even get it in their own home within the United States, as y'all know. So we are blessed people tonight. We thank God for his wonderful, wonderful self. Matter of fact, let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise for everything that's happened tonight through Bishop and Doc. Just thank the Lord for both Bishop and Doc tonight. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep it moving here. As Doc would say, we're going to keep things moving. We thank you so much for being with us tonight. Hey, share this out. This is on the network, all of Bishop and Doc's network recording. It is recorded on the network. So if you want to listen to this over and over again or get it, just let me know. I'll be glad to send you the link. They're all on the network. So we thank you so much for that. Also, too, guys, we want you to have a great rest of the evening. We also want you to have an awesome rest of the week as well. Be productive. Enjoy the moments and be in fellowship and be in the word each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. Most of all, love, as someone mentioned, Sister Sarah mentioned, we just need to keep loving each other, helping each other, encouraging each other each and every day. Hey, we're going to leave you with a song from Mr. J.J. Harrison. Lord, you are mighty. Man, we cannot praise God enough. He is so mighty in our lives right now. I'm sure y'all can feel him in the spirit right now because of the power of prayer that Bishop just prayed and the power of the word of wisdom from Dr. Crenshaw tonight. I'm sure you heard that tonight. Power in the word. So thank you so much. Y'all take care. Hey, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
never stop praising the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Not stop praising. Never stop praising Him. Never stop trusting. Hey, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. That'll be Kevin Vaughn here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care. We'll see you next Tuesday, Lord willing. We'll be back on the network again. Y'all have a great evening and have a great rest of the week. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.